Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid and parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalid now is going to discuss the diet of the Kohen Gadol during the week before Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shivas Hayam, throughout the 7-day period before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol again was separated from his home, Lo Hayu Monin Mimenu Maichel Mishnah, they would not withhold from him, they would not prevent him from drinking any food or drinks, meaning he could eat and drink whatever he wanted and as much as he wanted, because even if the food or the drink would cause the Kohen Gadol to become Tameh during that particular week, he could then purify himself before Yom Kippur. Continuing in the Mishnah, Erev Yom Kippurim Im Chashecha. However, on Erev Yom Kippur, on the day before Yom Kippur, when it got to dark, just before Yom Kippur was about to begin, Lo Hayum Anichim Oso Lechol Harbe, they would not allow him to eat too much, because too much food causes a person to go to sleep, and the Kohen Gadol had to stay awake for the entire night of Yom Kippur, said he would not experience any sort of a tumah, any sort of impure discharge that could make him tameh, from which he could not purify himself by the morning to do the avoda. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, and the Mishnah is going to continue with the Kohen Gadol's various hachanos, the preparations on the day before Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Misaruhu Ziknei Bezin L'Ziknei Kehuna. On the day before Yom Kippur, the elders of the Sanhedrin, who again, they're the same people who read the Psukim regarding the Avod of Yom Kippur to him today on the day before, to remind him of the Halachos. So what would they do now? They would also hand him over to the Zakenim of the Kohanim, who would teach him how to bring the Ketores on Yom Kippur. As the Bar Tanurah points out, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim a ladle. We're going to discuss this later in the Mishnah, holding enough Ketores to fill his cupped hand and a shovel of burning coals on which to burn the Ketores. He would place the shovel on the floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he would then transfer the Ketores from the ladle into his cupped hand without dropping any of it. Now, this was very difficult to do since he would have to hold both hands together to fill them with the Ketores, which meant that he did not have a free hand with which to pour the Ketores. What he did instead was to hold the ladle in his teeth or with his fingertips and hopefully tilt it back with his thumbs, thereby transferring the Ketores into his cupped hands. This was one of the most difficult parts of the Avod, as the Gemara describes, and the Kohen Gadol had to learn how to do this, how to perform this. And that's why there's a special session, a special lesson on Erev Yom Kippur, where the Zakenim would show him exactly how to do this avoda of the Ketores. Continuing in the Mishnah, what would they do? V'ha'aluhu la'aliyas be'saftinas. This was the procedure for handing him over. Basically, what would they do? The elders of the Beis Din would bring him up to the upper chamber in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. It was called the House of Avtinas. That was where the Ketores was stored. V'hishbi'uhu v'niftaru v'holchu lahem, and they would make him swear that he would not offer the Ketores in the way of the Tzedukim. And then they would take leave of the Kohen Gadol and depart right away, so as not to see the Kohen Gadol's embarrassment for making the Shavua. As we've discussed a little bit previously, the Tzedukim were a sect of Jews that did not believe in Torah Sheba Al Peh. They did not believe in the oral traditions of Judaism. They held the Kohen Gadol had actually to place the Ketores on the coals before entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though the Torah Sheba Al Peh teaches us that this had to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as the Pasuk describes in Parshas Vayikra, and as we learn as a result of the Torah Sheba Al Peh. Now, since no one was allowed in the Heichal while the Kohen Gadol offered the Ketores, no one would be able to see whether he followed the Halacha, so the Zakenim made him swear that he would follow it. Continuing in the Mishnah of Amru Lo, and what would they say to him in making him take this Shvua? Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Bezin, we are the messengers of the courts, and that's why we're forcing you to take this oath, to take this Shvua. V'yata Shlucheini Ushliach Bezin, and you are our messenger, and the messenger of the Bezin as well, and therefore this Shvua that you're taking should be interpreted only as intended by us and by the Sanhedrin. Mashbin Anu Alecha B'mi Sheshikin Shemo B'Bayis Hazah, we impose this this swear, this oath upon you by Hashem, by He who made His name dwell in the Beis HaMikdash, Shelo Tishana Davar Mikol Masha Amarnu Lecha, that you will not deviate or change from anything that we have told you regarding the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. And at that point, he would answer, Amen. Hu poreish ubocha, the zekenim, who made him swear, they would turn aside and they would cry because, the Kohen Gadol would turn aside and cry because he was suspected of being a tzduki, someone who would deviate from how the Ketoros was meant to be brought. Vehein poreish ubocha, and then they would turn aside and cry because they felt bad that they suspected him, chas v'shalom, of being a tzduki and of changing the avoda of the Ketores. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid taught us that throughout the 7-day period, when the Kohen Gadol was separated from his home, they wouldn't stop him from eating anything or drinking anything. He could do whatever he wanted. However, Erev Yom Kippur, as it got dark, as Yom Kippur was about to happen, they would not give him too much food because they wanted him to, when they wanted to make sure that he wouldn't fall asleep. And even though there is actually a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, as Yom Kippur became closer, they would not have meat too much because they didn't want him to fall asleep. They wanted him to stay up the entire night of Yom Kippur to make sure that he wouldn't fall asleep and become Tameh. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah, Hey taught us that on the day before Yom Kippur, the Zekenim, who again, the same guys who had him read the halachas on Erev Yom Kippur, they would hand him over to the Zekenim of the Kohanim. They would bring him to the attic of Beis Aftinas. They would make him swear, and then the people that brought him there would leave. And they said to him, "My master, the Kohen Gadol, we are the messengers of Beis Din. You are the messenger. You are our messenger and the messengers of Beis Din, and are making you swear in the name of Hashem that you're not going to change anything from what we told you to do in terms of this Ketores. You're not going to be a tzduki. You're not going to only follow the written law, but you're also going to follow the oral law, the Torah Sheba'al Peh." And he would say, "Amen." And he would say the Shavua, he would take the oath, and then he would separate and cry a little bit. He felt bad that they suspected him of being a tzduki, and then they would cry as well because they felt bad for suspecting him of possibly being a tzduki. Have a great day.